There is hidden a super construction in the sky. Over a century ago, Charles Fort had already concluded this before World War II. There have been times when the sky holography had suffered a loss of power and humans were able to look up and see objects that were actually there and not the illusory sky that we see every day, which is a projection. A superconstruction implies technology, machinery, and this in turn implies programmed routine, subroutines, observatories, protocols, and an unknown power source that maintains this holofield. Living within this deceptive medium, we can only provide evidence of its existence in the measurable phenomena that we have witnessed and recorded and call history. In this video, you will be given proof of such a construct, superconstructions hidden in the sky. These betray the evidence of a constructed reality. No one in the world is conducting research like this because no one has ever measured out the mathematical structuring of events. This structuring is only found in Chronicon. Enjoy this presentation. In the year 1752, on April 15th over Norway, the Europeans looked up into the sky and saw an immense octagonal-shaped star. Balls of fire rained to the ground and something large streaked across the sky. Charles Fort relays this account from older reports in his Book of the Damned in 1919, possibly a French report. An octagonal form of light is not anything naturally seen in the sky. In fact, it must be of sufficient size to be able to determine that it's octagonal at all. That it rained fiery orbs is indicative that it was local in the sky and not far away in space. This was not the first time that the sky holography had suffered a power failure, inducing a collapse of holographic field, allowing people to see what was actually above them in the sky. The octagonal thing appeared in the sky on April 15th, but on April 14th of the year 1561, over Nuremberg, something very similar occurred. See this wood print by Samuel Cocius on 1561, the celestial phenomenon over Nuremberg, at sunrise on April 14th, 1561. The citizens of Nuremberg beheld a very frightful spectacle. In the morning of April 14th, 1561, at daybreak between 4 and 5 a.m., a dreadful apparition occurred on the sun and then was seen in Nuremberg in the city, before the gates and in the country, by many men and women. At first there appeared in the middle of the sun two blood-red semicircular arcs, just like the moon in its last quarter. And in the sun, above and below and on both sides, the color was blood. There stood a round ball of partly dull, partly black ferrous color. Likewise, there stood on both sides as a torus about the sun, such blood-red ones and other balls in large number, about three in a line and four in a square, also some alone. In between these globes, there were visible few blood-red crosses, between which there were blood-red strips becoming thicker in the rear, and in the front malleable like the rods of reed grass, which were intermingled. Among them, two big rods, one on the right, one on the left, and within the small and big rods, there were also four more globes. These all started to fight amongst themselves, so that the globes, which were first in the sun, flew out at the ones that were standing on the sides. Therefore, the globes standing outside the sun in the small and large rods flew into the sun. Besides, the globes flew black back and forth among themselves and fought vehemently with each other for over an hour. And when the conflict in and again out of the sun was most intense, they became fatigued to such an extent that they all, as said above, fell from the sun down upon the earth as if they all burned. They then wasted away on the earth with immense smoke. After all this, there was something like a black spear, very long and thick. Antonio Heneu summed it up best that a mass of unfamiliar and large objects passed over the sun as smaller objects fell from the sky to the ground, while a massive black spear-shaped object moved across the sky. 1561 was an interesting year. The infamous northern prophetess, Mother Shipton, died. She had predicted in her poem the return of the sixth sky dragon, which is the same as the sixth seal of the Revelation, and she dated it a century after a world war, which would be 2040. She said it would quickly return to punish mankind, and I show this as being 2046 in many independent data sets. Strangely, in this year, Nostradamus was 58 years old and working on his centuries, where he predicted world destructive events back to back and even named the Phoenix. Though Mother Shipton died, Sir Francis Bacon was born in this year, editor of the King James Bible and the hidden pen behind Shakespeare. These two interesting events in 1561 and 1752 were 191 years apart. The precise midpoint in this 191 years is 95.5 years after 1561, or the year 1656, Anno Domini. In this year, famous chronologist Archbishop James Usher died, who had published that the Great Flood of the Old World happened in the year 1656 Annus Mundi, paralleling his death year in 1656 AD. Many of you know the Great Flood was caused by the Phoenix, a weapon hidden in the sky that caused the collapse of the vapor canopy in the year 2239 BC, or the 1656th year of the pre-flood world. So these three events are connected by periods of 95.5 years. So simply looking another 95.5 years into the future from the appearance of the octagonal form in the sky in April of 1752 gives us December 1847. On December 8, 1847, on a clear day over Arkansas, suddenly the sky blackened with the appearance of strange clouds with a reddish glow. A huge explosion was heard in the sky. A meteorite fell and burrowed 8 feet into the ground, and within minutes the sky cleared. Is something in the sky trying to mimic the Phoenix phenomenon? The actual Phoenix resets only happen on a fixed 138-year timeline that has remained unchanged for millennia. But is there another mechanism that is following its own design? Whatever the answer, the evidence here is mathematically clear. The great black spear object of 1561 is connected to the octagonal form in the sky of 1752. This mysterious sky object is also connected to the strange phenomena of the year 1833. In 1833, one of the most spectacular meteorite showers in recorded history happened over the United States, and in the Pacific, the island of Tuanaki vanished with all of its inhabitants. Search vessels found not a trace of the island or its inhabitants. There was nothing floating on the ocean. This was 207 years or 2484 months before the year 2040, when the next Phoenix reset will occur. 2484 is 138 times 18, and that terrible number known by the ancient Aristarchus concerning cataclysms. The space-time connection between 1833 and the black spear object of 1561 is that 1833 serves as the perfect epicentral year, measuring both backward and forward in time, connecting 1561 to the year 2106 AD, or the year 6000 Annus Mundi, the return of the chief cornerstone. 1561 is 272.5 years to the year 1833 that we just reviewed, the meteoric fallout, the disappearance of islands in the Pacific. In 1833 is another 272.5 years to 2106 AD, when the real stone will descend from the sky to complete the monument of man at Giza, the stone the builders rejected. The importance of the 1561 Great Black Spear event over Nuremberg is connected in the holography in a very intriguing way. The hidden reset of 1902 that I have covered a lot on is exactly 341 years after the sky anomalies of 1561. In the holofield, we have what are known as holoflective projections. These are found everywhere in history. In this case, in the space-time structuring of unfolding events, the 341 years to 1902 is reversed to the holoflective sum of 143, the reverse of 341 years. This is 143 years after 1902, which ends in the year 2046. This number actually ends in 2045, but because 1902 was already a part of the earlier construct, the 341 years, then 1903 begins the final 143 years to 2046. This makes the Great Reset of 1902 to be a golden proportion number, 144 years before the 2046 AD, basically the return and collision with Nemesis X object, a super construction that will collide into the Earth. As I have shown many times, the architecture of our holography is often patterned in pi and phi structuring. So in order to better understand the connection between 1561 and 1752, we examine the 191-year duration between them. 191 years times phi, 1.618, golden proportion, is exactly 309 years. Adding these 309 years to the year 1561, the great black sphere over the sky of Nuremberg, we arrive at the year 1870. It's still the duration of 191, only now we employ its duration in another dimension of arithmetic to stretch it out to 309 years. In 1870, on February 12th, a luminous object passed over Italy's sky during an earthquake. The very next day, it rained sand all over Italy. This denotes that it was not a natural event. It is interesting that in the same year of 1870, the Pope in Italy formally condemned Protestant Christianity. We cannot ignore the connection to the Phoenix phenomenon and the Phoenix years these two events are now shown to be connected to. You guys know I'm always telling you if something is true, it can be seen from multiple different mathematical vantage points. The Phoenix number is 138 years. 138 divided by phi, or 1.618, is 85 years. And 85 years after the Great Black Spear of 1561 over Nuremberg was the year 1646, when the famous researcher John Graves published on the Great Pyramid, the very first publication of its kind, showing the mysteries of Giza. His work was published in England. And on May 20th in England, strange noises accompanied with rumblings in the sky were heard over England throughout Norfolk, Suffolk, and Cambridgeshire. A pillar of cloud appeared that seemed to ascend out of the ground that was in the shape of a pyramid, and others at greater distance saw an upside-down spike descend from the sky to connect to it. This event was published in the book, The World's Most Mysterious Objects, and on page 108. May 20th is very, very close to the Phoenix periodicity, as many of you know. That the Great Black Spear object is a copy of or connected to the Phoenix phenomenon is found in that 138 years after 1561, the Nuremberg incident, was the year 1699, when 400,000 people died in an earthquake in China. Proof this is no coincidence is found in that 138 years before 1561, in the year 1423, we find that the isolationist mandarins in control of China destroyed all the maps, all the books, records, libraries, archives throughout China, dating back thousands of years, completely ending countless centuries of progress and discoveries. These seem to be holographic precursors to what will happen in 2040 when Phoenix devastates the East. The Great Phoenix Cycle was 552 years, which was 138 times 4, and 552 years divided by pi, 3.14, is 175.7 years. This same 175.7 years after the octagonal star of 1752 is the year 1927, when an earthquake killed 200,000 Chinese in Qinghai and the Jordan River in Palestine quit flowing for 21 hours due to an embankment collapse caused by the earthquake. In 2040, many rivers all over the world will be disrupted during the pole shift. In the live presentation I did before this video, I took you guys on a journey through calendars, but told you that you didn't have to keep up because I would post it for you. So here it is, a journey through the calendrics of our holography, connecting historic events to the super constructions that appeared in 1561 and 1752, which are linked inextricably. The year 1752 of the octagonal star was 660 times 6 years, or 36 centuries, after 1849 BC, when the destruction from the sky ruined Sodom and Gomorrah, Adma, Zeboam, Mohenjo-Daro, and the Harappan Valley Civilization, Sumer and Akkad, all destroyed from fallout from the sky. The 600-year periods link us to the Anunnaki-Nur chronological system that began the whole Nemesis simulation in 5239 BC. A subject which spawned an entire playlist on my channel. 1849 BC was the old world calendar date of 2046, paralleling the destruction in our year of 2046 Anno Domini. In 2046, a superconstruction will fall out of the sky, predicted also as the Blue Kachina of the Hopi. Interestingly, this 1849 BC destruction was the 966th year since the Great Pyramid had been completed in 2815 BC, this being 138 times 7 years. Returning to 1752 AD, year of the octagonal star, we see that it was the 1488th year of the Egyptian Christian Coptic calendar. 1488 is 744 plus 744, this being a golden proportion number. This leads us to the year 264 AD, when Emperor Constantine divides the Roman Empire into Eastern and Western political divisions, fulfilling the legs of iron prophecy in the Book of Daniel. This major rift in Roman government reflects the fact that this year of 264 AD was exactly 1,008 years after the Israelites were divided from the Jews when the Assyrians deported them in 745 BC. This is connected to the fact that 1008 AD was 744 years after 264 AD, start of the Coptic calendar, and 744 years after 1008 AD was 1752 of the octagonal star, showing that this was an immense isometric projection. But the Coptic calendar beginning in 264 AD was itself a part of a golden proportion pattern in that it was 576 years or 144 times 4 years after the start of the Greek Seleucid calendar, which began in 313 BC. The Greek Seleucids of Syria were the political racial ancestors of the Greek Eastern Orthodox Orthodox Romans that began with the split in 264 AD when the Coptic calendar began. It is said by old historians that Christianity began in Antioch of Syria. Now, 313 BC is also packed with calendrical holographic connections to other timekeeping systems. This was the Phoenix year 3,996, or 666 times 6 years since the Phoenix timeline began. This year was also the 2800th year of the Mayan long count calendar, or 400 years times 7, and 313 BC was also 400 years after the collapse of the 360-day year system in 713 BC, when the year changed to 365.25 days. Lastly, this 313 BC year of the Seleucid calendar beginning was 230 years, or 2760 months, being 138 times 20 after the start of the Buddhist calendar in 543 BC. This is intriguing, since many historians believe it was Buddhist influence in Syria that initiated the Christian faith. The calendrical holography continues. The first year of the Buddhist calendar was the 864th year of Israel, since its founding in 1407 BC after the conquest of Canaan. 864 is 144 times 6, a golden proportion sum. This begin date for the Buddhist calendar was 170 years after the calendars of the world changed, when the 360-day year changed to 365.25 due to a change in the sky sim. This was the year 713 BC. The revolution of the stellosphere slowed to add 5.25 days to every year. This 170 years is 2040 months. All of these calendrical associations and links are derived entirely from the connection between two events in history that are very similar in nature: the sudden collapse of the cloaking field that hides the true sky in the year 1561, when the great black spear was seen in the sky, and the appearance of the octagonal star in 1752. By analyzing two anomalous events, we can examine the holographic structuring of the world that we inhabit, the architecture of timekeeping apparatuses that confine and guide us toward future events that are very similar in nature. In this study, we found that our other data sets on the Phoenix return in 2040 and Nemesis X object crashing in 2046 are supported. No one video could ever expound upon so vast a thesis as what I am proposing. But welcome to my world, my friends. You really have no clue just how deep this is going to go. The links for Chronicon and all the chart packs are below. And if you appreciate this presentation, like and share it. Buy me a coffee every once in a while, because I promise you I will drink it. There is an object hidden in the sky. It has been here many times. In ancient times, it was known as the Phoenix. It is approaching perihelion. It is located at 23.5 degrees north of the ecliptic and is presently in descending node. On May 15th, 2040, it will return. On May 16th, our world will be a very different place.